From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a planned meeting between Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and U.S. President Donald Trump has been canceled. Mexicans don't like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration, and Mr. Peña Nieto called off the meeting. In a speech Thursday in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it costs the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. Later, spokesman Sean Spicer proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall.
If you tax that 50%, $50 billion at 20% of imports, which is, by the way, a practice that 160 other countries do. Right now, our country's policy is to tax exports and let imports flow freely in, which is ridiculous. But by doing it that way, we can do $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall.
Sean Spicer. Turkey says it is too early to comment on U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important first to see the results of some studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Barack Obama did not like the idea. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he had been staying and since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. A special United Nations representative says UN forces are assigned to ensure the safety of Mr. Barrow. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May met Thursday in Philadelphia at a Republican congressional retreat. The Republicans are holding meetings to plan their agenda for the upcoming session of Congress. Both leaders spoke at the retreat. Prime Minister May told the Republicans that the days of the U.S. and Britain intervening in other nations to remake them in their own image is over. She hailed her nation's special relationship with the United States, and she had some advice about relations with Russia.
When it comes to Russia, as so often, it is wise to turn to the example of President Reagan, who during his negotiations with his opposite number, Mikhail Gorbachev, used to abide by the adage, trust but verify. With President Putin, my advice is to engage but beware.
Ms. May is scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. The British Prime Minister will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. Here is some more news on the U.S., a new U.S. administration. President Trump told a Fox News interviewer that he would be in favor of changing Senate rules to allow for a simple majority to approve Supreme Court nominees. Currently, 60 votes would be needed to end a Democratic filibuster against a nominee, and there are only 51 Republican votes in the Senate. Mr. Trump plans to announce a nomination to the court soon. The president is expected to ask the Pentagon to speed up the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Mr. Trump plans to visit the Defense Department on Friday. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting Thursday in the Spin Buldak area of southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. The British government Thursday introduced a bill in Parliament to begin the process of exiting the European Union. Opposition lawmakers yelled disgraceful as Brexit Secretary David Davis unveiled the legislation. The lower House of Commons will begin debate on the matter January 31st and have 2 weeks to reach a decision on it. Just ahead of elections scheduled for March, a Dutch cabinet member has resigned, an action seen as politically damaging to the government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte. Justice Minister Aard Vandersteur stepped down amid reports that he was involved in withholding information from lawmakers regarding an old legal case. The alleged action took place in 2015 before Vandersteur joined the cabinet. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.